this morning for the opportunity you've given us to come together and make your house what it is, the house of prayer. I pray, Lord God, that your anointing will be upon that which I have to say this morning and will be upon that which we do in this room today. Bless in a very special way. I take under the control of the Holy Spirit every spirit that is in this place. May the Holy Spirit have his way without any hindrance and without any rival. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Everybody said, amen. Have you ever had the experience of losing a blessing after you get it? Has something you thought was yours ever ended up suddenly not being yours again? Has something you thought was settled suddenly become unsettled? Have you ever celebrated victory only to have the victory taken back in the middle of the celebration? Have you ever gone through, or are you presently going through, what is called reversal of fortune? If these things are so, if you answer yes to any of those 6 or 7 questions, I have an answer for you this morning. The answer can be found in the gospel according to St. Mark, the 4th chapter. I want to read to you this morning verse number 15. Mark chapter 4, verse 15. And these are they by the wayside where the word is sown. But when they have heard, Satan cometh immediately and taketh away. Another translation says, snatcheth. Another one says, catcheth away the word that was sown in their hearts. I know you look at that scripture and you say, what relationship does that have to do with what Bishop is talking about this morning? Just give me some time. You will understand why. This scripture specifically talks about the sowing of the word of God. But like many other scriptures, not only do they have specific application, but they also have what I like to call this morning general application. And I want to apply this scripture not to the sowing of the word, but I want to apply this scripture to what many of you are going through in your life, whereby things are sown into your life by God, but Satan comes and taketh away that which is sown. I'll share with you about five things before we go to God in prayer this morning. The first is that God is a good God. He's always sowing good things into the lives of his own. And there is no one under the sound of my voice this morning that cannot testify to the fact that God has been good to them. Every single one of us can point to one thing or another that God has sown into your life. God is good. He will not bless you and afterwards unbless you. It is his business to bless. It is his business to sow good things into the lives of his own. But then there is someone else that has a business. His business is to reverse that which God releases. His business is to unbless those that are already blessed. I want you to be very careful. When you receive a blessing, there is no blessing that the enemy does not seek to reverse. And that's why many of you can testify to the fact that you receive things, but it doesn't last. You begin to rejoice, and suddenly the joy gets cut short. The truth is that Satan is always on the lookout for where and when blessings are sown. Because the Bible says after the seed was sown, the birds of the air were just flying around, and they were not flying around looking for nothing. They were flying around looking for where blessings are, where the seeds are, so they can pick it. The enemy still runs to and fro with his penetrating eyes, and his business is to look for where blessings have been sown and upon whom blessings have been sown and pick it out. That is why I forgive some Africans who are super secretive because of experience of warfare backgrounds. They were brought up not to talk too much about themselves and about their blessings. They have suffered much from the hands of evil harvesters who harvest where they don't sow. In African proverbs, they have been warned against loose lips. In African songs, and in African folk tales, they have been warned that when you plant yam, and the yam gets big in the ground, and it shoots out of the ground, you cover it until you harvest it. Unfortunately, you end up marrying an African. Or maybe fortunately. And you wonder why they are so secretive. Don't blame them too much. It's the background. Why am I making a big deal out of this? Because many of you have suffered as a result of ignorance of this truth. How come the devil is able to steal that which God gives? Very simple. If you read another passage of scripture in the book of Matthew, and I'm not asking you to turn to it, I'll just read it to you. It says, when one heareth the word of the kingdom, listen to the next statement, and understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked one. The reason the wicked one is able to come and steal the word that is sown is because the one upon whom it is sown understandeth it not. Consequently, it gives the enemy the right to come and steal. Ignorance will kill you. And one of the reasons we call you together here Sunday after Sunday, revival after revival, and teach you about spiritual warfare is because there is so much ignorance around us. And my people perish for lack of knowledge. Many of us are smart when it comes to books. But when it comes to spiritual warfare, we're unwise, we're ignorant, and we lack understanding. I want to plead with you this morning, look around. And look at your environment. And be a wise man. And be a wise woman. When I get to heaven, remind me, I want to ask Elizabeth. After she got pregnant, I want to ask her, why did she hide for 5 months? The Bible is kind of silent about that. If she were in the West, it would be on her Facebook. That's the West. But if you don't have understanding to know that the enemy is looking for information. Many times the enemy will not be able to succeed against you if he doesn't gather information. That's why he gives many of us food to eat in the night so they can plant monitoring spirits in us that can help them monitor us. When I was in Africa, we used to hunt birds. We'll get our rubber sling, and go into the bush. And kill birds. The only birds we were able to kill were the ones that didn't keep quiet. Because they're on the trees.
Come and kill me.
And so that helped us to locate where they are. Turn to somebody and tell them, may the enemy never locate you. But watch your lips too. Many of us were not born here. Everything is so free here. Now somebody meets you in the train, total stranger, and he says, do you know I have something in my stomach now? I'm 1 week pregnant. And he says, hey, that's America. That's not Cameroon. That's not Ghana. That's not Nigeria. That's not Trinidad. That's not Haiti. You talk too much. And your mouth has gotten you into a lot of trouble. Is it by force that people must know? Wait till the seed germinates. Wait till the seed turns into a tree. Wait till the seed gets fruit. Wait till you harvest the fruit. And then tell them that once upon a time, something was sown. One of our sisters in New Jersey came from Africa. And she's a registered nurse. One of those old nurses. I call her Mama Matron. That's how long she's been in nursing. And she came and joined other nurses living somewhere in Newark, New Jersey. But she didn't know that it was a wicked environment she was. and they blocked her. But the only way they were able to block her was anytime she was going for an interview, she would be singing a song. I'm going for an interview tomorrow. I'm going for an interview tomorrow. They say, ah, good. Until somebody called her. So where do you think you are? Don't you see how the enemy picks your seed and steals from you? Watch me. If you will go for the next interview without telling anybody, you'll get the job. And she said, huh? Well, she got a call for the interview. She kept quiet. When she was going out in the morning, she dressed as if she was going out jogging. But she had her real dress in her. And when she got to McDonald's, she changed. She sat for the interview. And they said, we'll call you. She told them not to call the house. She gave them somebody else's number. That time there was no cell phone. To cut a long story short, she got a job. And it was the day she was coming from work that those in the house knew. And their reaction showed they were up to something. Hey, you got a job. When did you go for the interview? And you didn't tell us. And why didn't you tell us? You think we are witches? You think we are going to block you? Why were they? Thou sayest you are witches. Then it became a big war. When people fight you for what they should not fight you, you know there's something there. Lack of understanding. I hope I've given you some understanding today. I'm not turning you into a super secretive CIA. But I'm saying to you, based on your environment, know who you say what to. But there's something else. Hear this. The Bible says, after the seed is sown, hear me now, Satan cometh immediately. Everybody say immediately. Listen to Bishop. The most dangerous time in your life is immediately after a blessing is sown into your life. Some people don't realize this, but the truth is this. Battling to receive a blessing, it's important. But battling to retain the blessing is equally important. Because they may not be able to stop you from receiving, but they will fight against your retaining. Unfortunately for us, immediately after is usually a time of celebration, isn't it? Immediately after is usually a time of relaxation. Oh, war is over, thank God. And even a time of carelessness. While you are throwing an open house, while you are doing a housewarming party, while you are doing a graduation party, while you are doing I finally got pregnant party, it is at that time that the enemy comes. It says immediately after the seed is sown cometh Satan. I wanted to notice something here. It says immediately after the seed is sown, Satan cometh. Notice this. He did not even wait for the time of the harvest. He did not wait for the time of the harvest. He comes after that which is sown. He knows the potential of the blessing that has been sown. So before it grows, talk less of bearing fruit. He comes. You know what he does? He digs it out. He digs it out. The seed. It's not even the tree yet. It's not even the fruit yet. It's not even the final product yet. The seed. He said, dig it out. You know what? Many of us, including yours truly, because I'm not leaving myself out of this. If only your blessings have been allowed to stand. You won't be where you are today. That's true. If there were no evil harvesters who go after our seed, many of us in every area of life will not be where we are today. We'll have gone far, 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 far if our seeds have been allowed to stand. That leads me to something else. There are about four ways Satan battles to snatch away that which is sown. Number one, before it ever gets to you, he snatches it. You need prayer. Turn to somebody and tell them you need prayer. Tell them, if you don't need prayer, I need prayer. Say, if we don't need prayer, Bishop needs prayer. I said, before it gets to you. When it says Satan taketh away, many of you are thinking, oh, he taketh it from my life. No, 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 no. Before it gets to your life. See, once it is released in heaven, there's a traveling period before it gets to you. That's what he did to Daniel. The seed, the blessing was released to Daniel. But guess what? There's a prince of the kingdom of Persia. He said, intercept it. When you get to heaven and you see what has been intercepted, you are blaming God. Don't blame God. God sent it. God sent it. I said, God is a good God. But the enemy is in the business of intercepting before it gets here. I told you here when I preached a sermon several years ago of a phenomenon called Vaga. Vaga. I told you here. It's a phenomenon that those who are into weather report will tell you. It's when rain falls, but it never gets to the ground. It's when snow falls, but it never reaches the ground. It gets burnt up in the atmosphere. Many are the blessings that have been burnt up in the atmosphere. Many are the breakthroughs that have been burnt up in the atmosphere. Many are the breakthroughs that the prince of Persia has hijacked in the atmosphere. That's why we have come this morning to say by fire, by force, a replacement must be sent into your life. Shall fire! Jesus. So the first way he takes the seed, it's before it even gets to you. The second one is when it is fresh in your hands. It is fresh in your hands. While you are examining it, is this seed? Or is this not seed? Am I pregnant? Am I, Abby? It's 2 days now. I don't see it. While it is fresh, while you are making calls, I miss it, and you are calling the head of them. Yeah. So unwise. Say, it's my confidant. I miss it. Oh, should have come on Friday. Today is Sunday. It means I'm pregnant. Yes, you are. Do you have to make calls? Shut up. Let me tell them, you talk too much. Talk too much. Is it by force? So while it is still fresh in your hands, the enemy comes and steals. But then there are times when he cannot steal. So what he does is, he cuts it in half. He takes 50%, he leaves you with 50%. You know how many twins will have been born and one of them got killed? You know how many people have been employed with a certain grade, but it got cut down? He takes out part of it. Tonight is recovery. Today is recovery day. Don't say amen. Just be looking at me. I'm prophesying to you. I said today is recovery day. Whatever has been taken away from you, you will recover. Whatever has been snatched before it gets to you, you will recover. Whatever has been cut into two, you will recover. In the mighty name of Jesus. The other and the fourth and the worst part is when he takes everything away. And I'm standing before you, I know what it means to have things taken away from you. Finances gone. Plans gone. Promises gone. And you wake up and say, where did it go? The birds of the air. Every bird of the air invading your territory must die this morning. You didn't hear what I said. I said every bird of the air invading your territory must die this morning. Wherever they are in operation, we will shoot them down one by one. This morning in the name of Jesus. Everybody say fire. Immediately the seed is sown. Cometh the evil one. I want to repeat again. If I have been allowed, and if you have been allowed to keep everything that you have had and that you will have had in life, we will be far, far, far. But you know what? Where there is life, there is hope. You didn't hear what I said. I said, where there is life, there is hope. I said, where there is life and there is hope. Even though the enemy has blocked, the Lord will renew it. The Lord will refresh it. The Lord will restore it. The Lord will bring it back in the mighty name of Jesus. Satan is wicked. He will see a wife or a husband sown into your life and he will come and take them away. Come and take them away. Many of you who are single today, you are not single because you are ugly. Many of you know yourself, you look at yourself in the mirror. You know what I'm talking about. People have looked at you and they say, at this age, you still look so nice. But then you ask yourself, where is the evidence? You get into a relationship, the relationship appears as if this is it here. This is going to end up in pam 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 pam. But what happens? What happens? Everything that is so promising, somebody said the music dies. What kills the music? The thief cometh and taketh away. Taketh away. It goes for business. Have you ever seen promising business? Promising. Have you noticed that most Christians, their businesses at the beginning is always, it just goes up like that. I've seen it with too many Christians not to believe it. They hit the ground like this and they take off. But then the birds of the air, the birds of the air say, ah, there's a vine tree growing over there. Let's go cut it down. And what have they done? They've reduced you to zero level where you have to beg to eat, beg to dress, beg to fool your car, beg to pay your bills. The Lord will vindicate you. I said the Lord will vindicate you in the mighty name of Jesus. A lady came and saw me here. She's not a member of this church. She used to come to the former church where I pastored in the Bronx, and she was a young girl, like a teenager back then, but now she's a grown lady. She's married. She's her aunt brought her to me here about, I don't know how many months ago. And she said, Bishop, you still remember me? I said, I remember her, but I don't remember you. He said, yeah, I was too small for you to remember. I was the one that used to come with her when your church was in the Bronx. I said, oh, that's very nice. I said, I see a ring in your finger. You seem to be married. He said, yeah, I'm married. But that's why I came. I said, what happened? She said, I've lost 5 pregnancies. 5 pregnancies. I said, that sounds like the enemy to me. Because the devil doesn't give. God gives and he doesn't take. It is the devil that takes. She said, what do we do? I said, we have to deal with the birds of the air. She said, what do you mean? I said, they're the one that came and ate it. They're the one that came and took it away. So we deal with the birds of the air. So I sent her to the deliverance team. I didn't even pray for her. I just sent her to the deliverance team. Don't underestimate the deliverance team of this church. Don't underestimate it. God is using them. God is. You know, you don't value what you have. Those who are inside may not be blessed. Those who are coming from outside, they have testimonies. They have testimonies. I respect these men and women. She went and they prayed for her. The next time I saw her, she had a baby in her hand. I thought you were going to praise God. She had a baby in her hand. God dealt with the birds of the air. God dealt with the thief. The same thing he will do for you this morning if you will believe. The same thing he will do for you if you shout fire. Yeah, 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 yeah. The enemy comes. Look, anything stealable, the enemy will steal. And may I say this? Everything for him is stealable. Your prayer life, he will steal it. Your love for God, he will steal it. Your holy life, he will steal it. Your fear of God, he will steal it. Whatever he can steal, he will steal. But we have come together this morning to do one thing and one thing alone. David came back home. His wives were gone. His children were gone. Everything he had was gone. And they wept. You know what I found out about this? May God wipe away your tears. I said, may God wipe away your tears. When you get and you lose, you get and you lose. You get and you lose. And even sometimes it appears as if God has even forgotten you completely. And what makes it look as if God has forgotten you completely is because the blessings that are sent are not allowed to even reach you at all. It's the thief. But there's going to be some serious arrest this morning. You know, I read a story. Most of you don't come on Fridays, so you are not privileged to hear this story read. But at the risk of sounding redundant to those of you who are here on Fridays, I'll read this story again. It underscores the seriousness of what I'm talking about. I found this on Ghana Web. I'm going to leave out the names because some of you will start running after them now. When Prophet ABC... Go and look for Prophet ABC. When Prophet ABC traveled to a particular town in the district of Ashanti region last week to exhume, listen to this, the spiritual part belonging to an 11-year-old witch who had been exercised at the ABC church. Little did he know that he will face stiff opposition in the town. Hear this story. The girl, the name is mentioned, had practiced witchcraft for 5 years. So since she was 6, she's practiced witchcraft. And practically overturned the fortunes of his family. Say, everyone overturning my fortunes. Open your mouth and pray. Say, everyone overturning my fortunes. Say, die by fire. It's not that God does not bless. It's this 6-year-old and 16 years old and 60 years old that are overturning blessings. Oh, by the way, they are in every family. They are in every family. They are in mine, they are in yours. God revealed to the holy man that the spiritual part belonging to her in her hometown will have to be exhumed before the witchcraft spirit allegedly given to her by a grandmother will be totally off her. Because while they were having night vigil, she delivered a live snake inside the church. So, they went to the village. When we reached the town, the first thing I saw was a 10-year-old boy who was playing with his friends in an open space. He was walking about upside down. And fire was coming out of his behind. In shock, I said, "Hey!" And the boy answered, "Go away. This is our territory." My followers heard the boy and asked me why the boy said what he said. I told them that they should be prepared for the worst. According to the prophet, since there is no police station and a chief in the town, he and the team went to the local queen mother to pay a courtesy call and tell the elders their mission in the town. Even before they got there, a large number of people, both young and old, from the town and villages around had gathered, waiting to hear what brought the team to town. After we told them our mission, some of the young men started shouting that if we fail to remove the pot, they will finish us. Some of them cast insinuations and insulted the prophet, calling him fake and powerless. Others said he could do what he was saying. It was a tense situation. The queen mother, as well as some of the young men, were, however, supportive of the mission and gave the prophet the permission to go ahead. She, however, told them that a juju man had earlier come into town to try to perform some rites for the success of the town and got 15,000 cedis from them, and nothing came out of it. The queen mother, now listen to this, now this is where I'm going, lamented the chronic poverty that had gripped the people in the area and said if anything could be done to reverse it, the people would be most appreciative. We then went to the house in which this girl's spiritual part had been buried. And before we could start digging it out, the old lady who gave her the witchcraft power rushed on us and said she will not allow us to remove the part, and that it was the property of the family. Say, every evil property in my family. Every evil property in my family be destroyed by fire. There are things in your family, they have things that are destroying and working against you. Suddenly, a man emerged from among the people with a locally made rifle and pointed at the prophet to shoot the prophet. At this time, the people were shouting and raining insults on every member of the team. As soon as the man aimed the rifle at the prophet, the prophet raised his hands in prayer, and immediately something happened. The man with the gun started sweating and shaking profusely. His legs gave way as the rifle fell down. Soon after, he collapsed in a heap. The place became quiet because the people did not know what was happening. As the hush fell among the crowd, the man got up from the ground and started begging for mercy. Raised machetes, raised stones, raised sticks began to go down. Someone from among the crowd shouted, "The Lord, He is God. The Lord, He is God." And everybody joined them. The man with the gun, who was disabled by the Spirit of God, probably saved the prophet and his team from being lynched in the town. Then we went after the pot. We started digging the ground where the pot was. But the pot kept running from place to place. It went as far as the local cemetery, the public toilet. You Americans don't understand public toilet. Come to Ghana, you will see public toilet. It went as far as the public toilet and then went to a point that it could no longer run. So we caught up with it and we dug it out. I want you to listen to this. This is where I'm going. The townspeople marveled at a bundle that was attached to the pot. Hear this now. Money in almost all currencies of the world. Some of them dating back to the 1900s. Spiritual money that had come out physically. As for the local currency cedis, they were in millions. You know what that means? These were monies that have been harvested from businesses. Monies harvested from professionals. Money harvested from innocent people that have become poor. Let me tell you something. This God we serve is a good God. It's not that he doesn't bless, but your money might be in a pot somewhere. Your money might be under a tree somewhere. Your money might be under a river somewhere that have been harvested. Satan cometh immediately and taketh away that which has been sown. These are the Satans that come and steal. When the pot was finally exhumed, the young men in the town could not help but carry us shoulder high through the principal streets of the town for the miracles that God has done. And that was how those whose monies have been stolen were delivered from that which was taken away from them. Rise up on your feet. Let us pray. Male koridaba sata. Shekete mere boradaba. Mokurala dibeke satada. Yelari bokoridaba like. Remado bokoro mora 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 ladahaya. If you can speak in tongues, I want you to start praying in the spirit. If you can't pray in the spirit, just raise your hand and begin to worship him right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. Come on, open your mouth and begin to just pray in the spirit for a minute. If you can't pray in the spirit, just begin to wave your hand and say, Lord, I praise you. Say, Lord, I worship you. Lord, I adore you. Lord, I honor you. Lord, I glorify you. Lord, I bless your holy name. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Whatever is in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Say, whatever is mine. Come on, open your mouth. Say, whatever is mine. In the camp of the enemy,
be restored to me by fire. Open your mouth and pray that prayer in the mighty name of Jesus. I take back. I recover whatever is mine in the camp of the enemy in the name of Jesus. Whatever is mine in the camp of the enemy, I take it back this afternoon. Come on, open your mouth in the name of Jesus. Whatever is mine in the camp of the enemy in the name of Jesus. Whatever is mine in the camp of the enemy, I take it back. I recover it in the mighty name of Jesus. Whatever belongs to me in any camp, you better pray this prayer. Jesus, you are looking around. Whatever is mine in the camp of the enemy, I take it back in the mighty name of Jesus. Whatever is mine. Come on, open your mouth. You don't know what is yours that has been taken. You don't know what is yours that has been harvested. Whatever belongs to me that God has given. Whatever belongs to me that God has released, but the enemy has captured. I take it back. Come on, open your mouth and pray this morning. Whatever is mine that the enemy has stolen, whatever is mine that the enemy has captured, whatever is mine that the enemy has scattered away, I take it back by fire, by force, in the mighty name of Jesus. I take back every blessing that is mine. I take back every book that is mine. I take back every seed that is mine. Whatever has been captured, my job that has been captured, my money that has been captured, my glory that has been captured, my destiny that has been captured, I take it back by force. I take it back by fire. I take it back by force. I take it back by fire. Whatever belongs to me, my wife, my husband, whatever is mine, in the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, whatever belongs to me that the enemy has captured, whatever belongs to me, whatever God has sown that the enemy has captured, I take it back in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, whatever belongs to me that the enemy has taken, I take it back. I recover it. Come on, open your mouth. Recover. Be recovered. In the mighty name of Jesus, whatever belongs to me that the enemy has captured, whatever belongs to me that the enemy has taken, I take it back. Open your mouth and pray this afternoon in the mighty name of Jesus. We have just 15 minutes to pray. I want you to decree it. Whatever is mine, in the Mokuri Daba Satara, I take it back in the name of Jesus. I take it back in the name of Jesus. I take back my husband. I take back my wife. I take back my children. I take back my fame. I take back my glory. I take back my breakthrough in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Come on, take it back. Come on, pray. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Take it back. Go into the camp of the enemy right now. In the name of Jesus. Go into the camp of the enemy right now. In the name of Jesus. And recover that which belongs to you. And take back that which belongs to you. In the name of Jesus. 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 Yes. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, I take back and I recover whatever is mine in the camp of the enemy. In the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Yes. 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 Take it back. Makura Daba. Be In Jesus' name we pray. We're going to pray that prayer with some demonstration. Look at me. Say, I take back. Say, I take back whatever the enemy has stolen from me in the name of Jesus. Take it, Father God. I take back whatever the enemy has taken from me right now in the name of Jesus. I take it back in the name of Jesus. Whatever has been stolen, whatever has been taken, I take it back. 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 Every blessing, every breakthrough, every blessing, every breakthrough, everything that God intended for my life, every seed that the enemy has taken, I take it back right now. Take it back, take it back, take it back, take it back, take it back in the name of Jesus. Take it back in the name of Jesus. Yes, yes, yes. Renamakosata. In Jesus' name we pray. I want you to prophesy this morning. Say, my blessing. Come on, open your mouth. Say, my blessing. Say it again. Say, my blessing. Say, I prophesy to you. Become too hot for the enemy to hold. Open your mouth and make that prophetic utterance in the name of Jesus. I speak to my blessings. I speak to my seed. Wherever you are this afternoon, become too hot for anyone to hold in the name of Jesus. I prophesy to my breakthrough. I prophesy to my seed. I prophesy to my blessing. Wherever you are, wherever you have been kept, be too hot. Be too hot for the enemy to hold, for the enemy to capture in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray this afternoon. Command your blessings to be too hard for anyone to hold, for anyone to capture, for anyone to keep. In the mighty name of Jesus, I prophesy to my blessing. 10 more minutes. I prophesy to my blessings. Be too hot for anyone to hold. Be too hot for anyone to handle. Be too hot for anyone to keep. Be too hot for anyone to keep and be released in the name of Jesus. In the name of yes, yes, yes. Mare deve coradava. Be released by fire. Makori deve. Yes, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, every bird of the air flying around my blessings, what are you flying for? Open your mouth and pray in the name of Jesus. Every bird hovering around my blessings, every bird operating around my blessings, one by one die, one by one die, one by one die. Open your mouth and pray. Every word, every bird, every bird, every bird of the air, every bird in my village, every bird in my town, every bird in my family, every bird around my life, flying around, picking up my blessings, turning me into a non-entity. Die, 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 die. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. If you don't deal with them, they will deal with you. If you don't deal with them, they will deal with you. If you don't destroy them, they will destroy you. Some people you pray for, some people you pray against. In the name of Jesus. Got 7 more minutes, people. Pray In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. La debo kura da bala sata. Oh God. Oh God. Oh God. Oh God. Oh God. In Jesus' name we pray. You will not cry anymore. I said you will not cry anymore. You will not do without anymore. In the name of Jesus. Let's go after Father. Say every wicked power holding my blessings from reaching me, I destroy you by fire. Open your mouth and pray that prayer in the mighty name of Jesus. Every demonic phenomenon, every demonic phenomenon in the skies, in the air, keeping my blessings from reaching me, be destroyed, be destroyed, be destroyed, be destroyed, be destroyed, be destroyed. Every demonic manipulation holding my blessings from reaching me, be destroyed in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty, oh Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Say every agent of that notorious thief. And you know who the notorious thief is. Say every agent of that notorious thief operating around my life, be exposed. Open your mouth and expose them by fire in the mighty name of Jesus. Every agent of the enemy, every agent of Satan, every agent of that notorious thief operating around my life, expose them, expose them, expose them, expose them, expose them, expose them, expose them in the name of Jesus. Every one of them, expose them, every one of them, expose them in the Makoli Daba, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, my Father, let your irreversible judgment visit the harvesters of my blessings. Let your irreversible judgment visit the harvesters of my blessings. Open your mouth and pray in the name of Jesus. Irreversible judgment. Pray, 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 pray. Hallelujah. Yes. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, my Father, say hundredfold restoration. Hundredfold. Things must be popping up into your life from this afternoon in the name of Jesus. If you believe it, say fire. Hundredfold restoration. There are angels in this room right now.
Yes, 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 yes. Let me give a toilet tissue, please. Let me give a toilet tissue quickly, 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 quickly. I saw an angel dressed in white, and he had a belt on here, and he went through that side, and he went and touched a lady there. That's why I had to go to that lady to pray for her and lay hands on her. Anything can happen at this point in the mighty name of Jesus. I'm not surprised this lady here is getting deliverance, because that's where the angel passed to go to the past, to the back, in the name of Jesus. Everybody say hundredfold restoration. Say it again, hundredfold restoration. Say angel of restoration. Angel of restoration. Touch me by fire. Open your mouth and pray that prayer in the mighty name of Jesus. Thou angels of restoration, I want you to touch me right now in the mighty name of Jesus, with the power of God, with the spirit of God, with the anointing of God, and let there be a hundredfold restoration into my life, hundredfold restoration in my life. Somebody help me over here. Somebody help me. Yes, she's been touched. I need help here in the name of Jesus. Touch her. Touch her. Some people have been touched all over this place. Yes, yes, yes. Bro, Cody's taking. You keep praying. Don't look around. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Angel of restoration. They are all over this room right now. Angel of restoration. Touch everyone. Touch everyone. Touch everyone. Touch everyone. In the name of Jesus, bro God. In the angel of restoration. Touch them. Touch them. Touch them. Touch them. Yes, bro God. Ilama Kuraba over here. In the name of Jesus. Take the oil and anoint her with oil. In the name. Keep on praying. Keep. Stop looking around. Angel of restoration, let there be a restoration in my life. Let there be a restoration in hundredfold. Everything that has been stolen, everything that has been taken, everything that has been hijacked, restore, 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 Lord, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. If you need toilet tissue, please raise your hand. I want you to pray that prayer for a minute more. Angel of restoration, they are here right now. They are here right now, all over this place, in the name of Jesus. Angel of restoration, touch me, touch me, touch me, touch me, touch me, touch me with your fire, touch me with your power, touch me with your anointing, touch me with your spirit, touch me with your glory, in the mighty name of Jesus. If you need to let you just wave your hand. Restoration, your marriage shall be restored, your finances shall be restored, your business shall be restored, the old days shall come back, in the mighty name of Jesus. Joy shall come back, peace shall come back, anointing shall come back, your prayer life shall come back, in the mighty name of Jesus. Those who never saw you will see you. Those who never recognize you will recognize you, in the mighty name of Jesus. A new day, a new anointing, a new day, a new anointing, a new day, a new life for you. I decree it by fire. 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 A turn around, turn around, a turn around, a turn around, a turn around, a turn around. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes. Hey, 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 watch out, watch out, watch out, bro. Well, in the name of Jesus, it turn around, it turn around, it turn around. Things shall not be remain like this. The enemy shall not rejoice over you. In the name of Jesus, the enemy shall not be the one who looks as powerful. God is more powerful. Oh Lord, prove yourself. Oh Lord, prove yourself. Oh Lord, prove your might. Oh Lord, prove your glory. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the, hey, 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 reach out and touch him. Ah, anything can happen now. Anything can happen now. Anything can happen now. Anything can happen now. God is at work. God is moving. God is moving. God, hey, praise and worship. I beg, make you come. In the mighty name of Jesus. God is moving. God is moving. Oh Lord, touch them, touch them, touch them, touch them. Rema, help her up, help her, help her. Stand around how, stand around how, stand around how. In the name of Jesus. Yes, 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 yes. I need some brothers to help her. I can see anger in the spirit. I can see God angry with those who took what belongs to you. I can see God angry with those who took what belongs to you. I want you to open your mouth and say, Lord, judge them. Judge them. Judge them. Judge them. Judge them. Judge them. There is divine anger in this place this morning. There is divine anger in this place. Heaven is angry. Heaven is angry with those who tampered with you. With those who tampered with your blessing. With those who tampered with your breakthrough. Say, Father, say, Father, send
Send your judgment. Send your judgment. Send your judgment. Send your judgment. Rema kokoradaba. Oh, somebody needs help over here. Inna lelebekere debokusata. Oh Lord, yes, 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 yes. Give me oil, give me oil, give me oil, give me oil, give me oil. Reba kokoraba. Liki satata. Redebe kokoma. Yes, 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 yes. Lose her by fire. Lose her by fire. Lose her by fire. Lose her by fire. God of judgment. God of hey. Yes, Jesus. Restoration. That's what I'm hearing. Restoration. Restoration. Don't worry about what has been taken. Don't worry about what has been stolen. There is restoration in the air. In the mighty name of Jesus, God will render hundredfold for everything that has been taken from you. In the name of Jesus. Finally, I want to say, my Father, my Father. Open your mouth, my Father, my Father. Say from today. From today. Yes, 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 yes. Today is the 3rd of April. A very special day. Say from today. My God-given blessings shall not become the property of the enemy. Say my God-given blessing shall not become the property of the enemy. Those who must die will die. Those who must go into captivity must go into captivity. Those who must repent must repent. But from today, my God-given blessings shall not become the property of the enemy. Finally, I want you to pray this prayer. Say, my Father, buckler-proof my life. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Kaya de come in the name of Jesus. Buckler proof my life. Buckler proof my life. Buckler proof. Buckler proof. Buckler proof my life. Buckler proof my life. Lida la cassette be coradaba. Buckler proof my life. Buckler proof my life. Bogla proof my life. Bogla proof my life. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. I want to stretch your hand out like this as if you are receiving something. And you are. As I pray this final prayer for you. Male korido bosha. Some of you are feeling fire in your hand already. Feeling fire. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You know what God is going to do for you? He's going to teach your hands to war and your fingers to fight. You will not be a victim any longer. You will be the aggressor. In the mighty name of Jesus. And with this, your hands that you stretched out, there will be nothing that the enemy will be able to steal from it. From this day, the 3rd of April, 2011, we stand in agreement with the covenant-keeping God that your hand are out of bounds to the birds of the air in the mighty name of Jesus. You will labor with your hands and you will eat the fruit of your labor. You will not plant and another person will harvest. In the mighty name of Jesus, whatever manipulation has worked against these hands and you have been hindered from holding what you want to hold, you have been hindered from retaining what has been dropped there, I can't. cancel the manipulation. I cancel the manipulation. I cancel the manipulation. Hands, you are blessed with the blessing of the Lord. Everything you touch must turn into blessing. A blessing that the enemy cannot steal. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Son. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Male debe kosata. What has been banned and forbidden from coming to your hands, we release them by fire. No good. Yes. These your hands shall not be out of bounds to any good that God intends for your life. You will handle prosperity. You will handle prosperity. You will handle prosperity. In the name of Jesus Christ. You will lay these hands on the sick and they will recover. Whatever the work of your hands is right now, whatever it is, that is the work of your hands that the enemy has fought against, I release prosperity to it. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, may you see a change. May you see an increase. May you see a turnaround in the work of your hands. What they have said they will not give you, they will give it to you. What they have said you will not receive, you will receive it. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Ghost. You will not remain an illegal alien forever. Not only will you carry your green card, you will carry the passport. In the name of Jesus Christ, God begin to move in miraculous ways. And I decree every blessing that has been taken from these hands, Jesus, every blessing that has been taken from this hand, may today be the beginning of recovery for you. Even as we sing this song, every property of yours that is in the camp of any enemy, in Africa, in Asia, in the Caribbean islands, in America, anywhere, may you recover them. May you recover them. May the angels of prosperity trouble those who are holding your blessings. May they not know peace. May they not know joy. May they not know satisfaction until they release what belongs to you. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Everybody say, I receive it 7 times. 1 time, I receive it. Number 2, I receive it. Number 3. Number 4. Number 5. Number 6. Number 7. Come on, put your hands together and give the devil a big slap. Let's go to the camp of the enemy.
I went to the enemy's camp.